Pink Tutu, Capello, Brainerd in a full fighter with no knickers on. The footballing gods are looking down on Real Madrid, stroking their big white beards and saying, Vamanos, muchachos!
No! Oh, no! Oh! Oh, my God, no! Come on, no, no! Oh, God! God bless those tears up. I'm sick. I want to throw up.
My yarmulke almost fell off. I'm so taken aback.
You're listening to
Sports
Overnight.
5-4, 3-2-1. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. Welcome to Johnny Talking His All-Stars live from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. If you think Fisherman's Wharf, that's right, we're real close to Fisherman's Wharf in the city by the bay, the most beautiful city in the entire world, San Francisco, California. Live on the West Coast, baby. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Zach Attack, lots of things to talk about straight up. We're talking Hagler-Hearns as well in this hour. But the NFL, man, how about that bet we talked about last week? You said it was the bet of the week, the bet of the month. New England, man, Tom Brady made a statement.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, they took apart the Bills in that game.
Bottom line is we banked the money on that one, folks. If you listen to us week in and week out for the last couple of years, you're banking money with us. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. Welcome to my grill in the city by the bay, San Francisco. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I am the Taco Man, and this is Sports Byline.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean?
How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000? Don't pay more than you should without calling General Steel first.
Call 877-93-STEEL today.
And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-938-7335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 877-93-STEEL.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Brannon with a solid left hook, and now he's got Brannon wobbled. Here we go. Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4. Left hook by Roy Jones again. And there it is again.
Wobbles Brannon again. Brannon having trouble for the moment, staying on his feet, lifting, watching closely. Jones blinding Brannon.
He's okay, now it's my turn.
Decisive punch, but there might have been a right hand in there too. Left, left, left,
yeah.
Boom.
Left uppercut, double left hook.
The Trenton crowd can't believe what they're seeing. They were so psyched for the possibility of Bryant putting up a big fight against Roy Jones. And their man is just getting hammered in there now. Brian Lipton watching as Roy Jones tattoos Brannon. And then Jones says, look, you want more? Okay.
Let me tell you, that first left hook hurt Griffin.
And so does the second one. And Mercanti calls it a knockdown. Huge round for Roy Jones so far.
Well, Roy Jones is playing the fainting game, and Griffin is benefiting by it. Oh, what a left hook. What a left hook.
Second knockdown of the round.
That was a leaping left hook, and Griffin may not survive it.
He's got trouble. His vindication via a first round knockout.
Taco Man Radio and Sports Byline Broadcast Network present the greatest athletes in sports history. Here's Zach Young.
And for tonight's segment of greatest athletes in sports history, we got Roy Jones Jr., one of the greatest athletes in boxing. And that sounds a bit redundant when you say one of the greatest athletes in boxing, but with Roy Jones, you're talking about a different type of athlete than you would talk about with boxers normally, because Roy Jones had the speed and, you know, the overall reflexes and just the talent, the power. He had a lot going on when he stepped in the ring in his prime. He is still competing to this day with a record of 64-9 with 46 wins coming by KO. So Roy Jones Jr., I mean, he won titles all the way from light middleweight to heavyweight. So that's light middleweight 154, middleweight 160, super middleweight 168, light heavyweight 175, cruiserweight limit 200, and heavyweight, of course, 200 and above. He was one of the few fighters to win titles all the way from light heavyweight to heavyweight, which is a feat in itself. He was actually the first fighter in 106 years to accomplish that feat. He was named the fighter of the decade for the 90s by the Boxing Writers Association of America. And, I mean, he's still competing, so he isn't eligible to go into the Hall of Fame, but he'll go in immediately following his career. Of course, he had wins over his notable wins are over Bernard Hopkins, James Toney, Mike McCollum. You know, he had the win over John Ruiz for the heavyweight belt, which was his only fight at heavyweight, but to even go all the way up there is an accomplishment in itself. And of course, he had the trilogy with Tarver, which was kind of the unraveling of Roy Jones. Once Roy Jones came down from heavyweight, his reflexes weren't quite the same, and that's when he started getting caught with punches, because what he was most famous for, of course, was dropping his hands. He wouldn't fight with his hands up. He did everything wrong as a fighter in terms of technical skills, technical abilities, but he just had so much talent that it offset that, and he used that to make people miss and to clown people and to get in their heads, and that was Roy Jones. I mean, and that is Roy Jones to this day. As far as, you know, athletes in boxing, I don't know if there's been a better athlete in boxing. What would you say, Taco Man?
I would have to say that Roy Jones is probably one of the greatest athletes that's ever boxed, because, you know, he wasn't the greatest fighter per se, because he always had a glass jaw. The jaw was always glass. You know what Ray Leonard told me in 1988? We're in Concord, California. We're having lunch near the Concord Pavilion, the only arena I went undefeated in, won two Golden Glove titles there. Anyway, Ray Leonard tells me, he goes, you know, I'm not all that sold on Roy Jones. I said, why is that, man? Everybody wants him. Everybody wants him here. He goes, yeah, but he got a glass jaw, Pedro. So what are you talking about? Well, he got knocked out. He got knocked out in the gym with the big gloves on. Like, you're kidding. He goes, no, he got knocked out and he went to sleep. I said, to sleep? He goes, to sleep.
And Roy Jones had a couple knockouts like that. And that, to me, that almost makes it more impressive that he went so long without getting knocked out, knowing that it was only a matter of time. You know, he was able to avoid shots for so many years. And once it finally caught up with him, but I think he had an impressive run.
Well, let's hear Roy reflect on his career.
What was your toughest fight?
I don't know if I had too many tough ones when I was in my prime. It was hard to hit Jane, gonna get twisted. Jane was probably the best fighter technically that I ever faced. He probably was.
What was the biggest adjustment in the fight that you were in? You said, if I do this, I'm going to win the fight. Well, they made you go to plan B.
When I fought James, it got a point in the third round. I had showed James all I had, right? And nothing was really working. And he hadn't gave me none of his envelope yet. So I was like, wow, this dude's still coming. He ain't showed me much. And I gave him everything. There ain't nothing really stopping him, right? So I did something. I thought about saying, you know what? He likes to copy me because he started mimicking me a lot, right? So I said, okay, let me see how crazy he is. Let me make this jump. Let me see if he'll mimic this chicken move, right? And he mimicked the chicken move. I said, oh, God. Matter of fact, right here in this ring, I said, oh, what an idiot. I got it. You understand me? I got it. So I did it again and waited for him to do it. And as he went to do it, boom, the hook, and that took the momentum. When I stole the momentum, that was it. Because now I got him in a situation where he knows I can knock him down. He don't want to be embarrassed. So now he changes his fight game. Now I'm in the driver's seat, and I told him this tonight. Not that he was crazy, and like I love James Tony, he's a good guy. But I'm just saying that was a game changing move that I had to come up with right then.
Roy Jones Jr., of course, talking about his career, no doubt about it, man. Roy Jones, like, he had it all. And of course, people don't remember because it was that long ago. Zach, it might have been before you were born, but in 1988. He was jobbed out of the Olympic gold medal in Seoul, Korea, when they gave it to some Korean guy that couldn't lick a stamp if he wet his tongue.
Even the Korean guy knew that he lost. That you know, that kind of tells you all you need to know. And they revamped the Olympic scoring system after that.
Fight. Yeah, but and of course, the Korean went on to become a star as far as his country was concerned. But man, I mean, people, when he turned around, people had to like snicker behind his back, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the most blatant robberies, I think, in boxing history.
Roy Jones Jr. still fighting at the age of, 48, 49 years old. Now, you and I have talked about him retiring for years, but he continues to fight. It's not that he needs the money because he lives down in Pensacola, Florida, where property is cheaper than, well, property is like dirt down there. You can buy it dirt cheap. And he really doesn't spend much money. He's a cheapskate. I told you, he never picked up a tab for dinner in his life. And he doesn't have a lot of chicks. I mean, come on, there's not a whole lot of controversy. And Roy Jones, except for the fight, he likes to fight pit bulls and chickens.
Yeah, Roy Jones, he's managed to avoid a lot of controversies. There hasn't been a lot that have happened. In terms of his in-ring performances, I think he's been kind of done for the last, like, 10 years now. But he's still putting on shows for the fans.
So I'm putting on shows, been going around the world and making money. But, you know, CTE, we've talked about this before. You know, brain damage, things like that. But when you hear him on HBO, he's still probably the most astute analyst in the game.
Yeah, he's one of the better commentators in boxing. But when Roy Jones gets knocked out, he gets knocked out. It's not like one of those flash knockdowns or anything. He goes out like cold.
No, no doubt about that. Zach, take us away.
Oh, I mean, you know, we've had an interesting segment here. You know, Roy Jones, this is the first of our athletes that was still competing to this day. And at the end of the day, I don't know how long he's going to stay competing. Hopefully not too much longer. But he had a great run. And now I think he, like you said, he's one of the better analysts on TV. So Roy Jones Jr., titles from light middleweight all the way to heavyweight. I mean, that's an impressive feat in itself, and one of the best fighters of his generation, I'd say.
Zach Attack Young with the world's greatest athlete live on Sports Byline.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
How many times can I say I'm sorry? How many times?
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Unbelievable.
Staring at each other through the national anthem. Stare down, of course, so customary before these fights. And here we go. Round one. Hagler right off the bat. Attempting to get inside. He'd love to be able to pin Hearns on the ropes if he can.
A more aggressive start by Hagler. Look at him, right for the body. Marvin Hagler, oh, he wants the body. He bangs Marvin. Oh, Hearns went on him with a right hand.
Hearns with another right. Hearns hits him with an uppercut. Hagler, he's hurt. Hagler is done. Hearns got inside. Hit him with a right uppercut. Marvin ties him up.
Marvin Hagler is still hurt.
So it was Hagler coming out like a bull, and a good left by Hagler, but Hearns didn't click. Marvin going for the body. Wild first round.
Wow, what a shot. And it was Hagler who initiated it, not Thomas Hearns.
And a left by Hagler. Hearns comes back. Another right. That one stunned Hearns. What a first minute of the fight.
Tommy Hearns has been able to drop that right hand in, and it has hurt Hagler, a surprise to many people.
Another right hand from Hearns. Hearns moving. Hagler still pursuing. Comes in with a right. Hits him with a left hook.
Here's where I believe Hagler should turn to right. He could block that right hand easier, and he would land his own left hook.
Hearns with a devastating punch. Swelling near Hagler's left eye. Again, Tommy trying to come inside the hands of Hagler.
Low blow by Hearns. Hagler's still looking for the body.
A right by Hagler. Good right got in.
He has Hearns where he'd love to keep him on the ropes, but Tommy comes off easily. Another good right by Hearns.
Adler is now shaking those right hands off, though, Al. He was stunned a little early, and he's normally a slow starter.
He's also bleeding. Adler is cut. Adler is cut. Bridge of the nose.
Adler hitting him low. He is just taking shots to the head.
He blocks that right. Hearns tries to come in with the uppercut, and Hagler ties him up with a minute to go in a wild first round. Marvin with a good left hand.
There's blood all over Marvin Hagler's face. Can't tell where it's coming from.
I thought it started at the bridge of the nose originally, but blood all over the face of Hagler here in round one. But Hagler has him on the ropes. Hagler working on him. Hagler relentless, but Hearns trying to box his way out. Half a minute to go in round one. How far can this one go? That's where Hearns face.
This is where Hagler wants him, but Hearns counterpunching off those ropes fairly effectively.
Tremendous first round. Hagler pinning him to the ropes, working on him, but Hearns uppercutting again. Hagler bloody. A tremendous sensational first round, and Hearns gets hurt. Got stunned. Hagler was stunned early in the round. Great first round.
Wow.
Incredible.
Perhaps one of the best in middleweight history.
Again, Stewart telling Hearns to box. As you say, though, Hagler turning it into a street fight.
Well, he turns righty. He wants it to be a street fight. Listen, Marvin Hagler has been rough inside. He's thrown some low blows. He has thrown some elbows.
Don't push.
But you know what? Now the right is getting there, but it's not hurting Hagler. We've got our answer, I think, to some extent. Tommy has been hard-pressed to hurt him with that right. Stunned him early, but not in the last round or two.
Very early. Had him stunned, has him cut. But it was Hagler doing the damage in round two.
And now, just as we thought might happen, Tommy Hearns was hurt early, so he is boxing. Now, he has good boxing skills. He did this against Sugar Ray. Can Hagler get to him in this posture?
Some people thought, as he becomes off balance, some thought that if Hearns stayed outside and stayed on his bicycle, it would become a dull fight with Marvin chasing him.
But Marvin has been able to corner him, and when Marvin gets him in the corner, he is roughhousing him well.
Again, Hagler is all bloodied. Time is called by Richard Steele to send Hagler over to the ring doctor. He's calling the ring doctor in. The last thing in the world Hagler wants is the fight to be stopped. The doctor looks at it. Back comes Hagler with a wild left hand. It has to be impeding his vision with the right eye. You never know it, though. Tremendous right. Hearns appears rubbery. Here that way in the second round.
You know, Richard Steele is breaking these fighters very quickly. That's uncharacteristic of him. It's hurting Hagler because he wants to work inside. Hearns is smiling, but he's taking shots.
Another right hand. Hearns turns his back, takes another right. Hearns in deep trouble again. Hearns is down. Hearns is down in the third round and on his back. And he's not going to beat the count. I don't believe.
Your winner by way of knockout and still world middleweight champion, Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Now 59-2-2, 50 KOs. Hagler won one more fight against John Mugabe in 1986 before losing to Ray Leonard in 1987. Now Hagler always been bitching and moaning and griping about that decision to Leonard, but right here he's talking about Tommy Hearns post-fight.
Hagler was born in New Jersey in 1952. His career spanned 14 years and 67 pro fights. An amazing 52 of them finished inside the distance, by the way. Living amongst them and now building a second career as an actor is one of the greatest natural middleweights the world has seen, the fierce and marvellous Marvin Hagler. And he has the marvellous added by Deedpole, by the way. Hagler was born in New Jersey in 1952. His career spanned 14 years and 67 pro fights. An amazing 52 of them finished inside the distance, by the way. In the glitz and gambling halls of Las Vegas on April 15, 1985, Hagler was to have his finest moment. The match with Tommy Hearns was billed quite simply as The Fight.
you could tell Hagler was fired up by the way he came to the ring. He'd been stung by Hearns' bad mouthing him, and the bookies were undecided on the outcome of this fight.
This particular fight with Tommy Hearns, I would have to say one of the highlights of my career. And behind the fact, I give Tommy a lot of respect now after the fight, but before the fight, I didn't like him very much. And because, you know, we did a tour, we did 21 cities promoting the fight. And Tommy, very rude. He speak to me, what are you going to do to me? I'm going to knock your bald head all over the wall. You know, I mean, things like that. I says, good, that means you're going to show up. You're going to come to the fight. Good. But I give him a lot of credit because he was a very a courageous type of fighter. He wanted to take my title, and I wanted to keep my title. And I knew that this was going to be a tough fight. I trained 2.5 months, no woman, early to bed, and early in the morning, running. I really sacrificed very hard for this fight.
And here's how they measured up. Of course, Hagler had always been a natural middleweight right from his amateur days. But now Hearns had built up to a good middleweight, and he'd got height and reach in his favor.
I was surprised how fast that we both started out, because I thought Tommy would really try to box and move. But when he came at me, this is just what we've been training for. We was hoping that we can get him to stop, and so that I can be able to counterpunch with him. I think after he had hit me with a good shot, a right hand, I think when I took that shot, then I know you have nothing more. And I was like, I speak a Pac-Man, you know, it's a game where the Pac-Man eat. So everything you do, I eat until I get to you. And when I get to you, then I want to destroy you.
Marvin Hagler, of course, now an Italian iconic movie star, believe it or not. I kid you not, he's not doing spaghetti westerns. He's doing, like, drama movies and that kind of good stuff. And guess what? He speaks fluent Italian. I saw him a few years ago in Mexico City. The last time I saw him, I think it was about 2003, 2004 in Mexico City. He still had a hard-on about losing that fight to Ray Leonard in June of 1987. But then again, Zach, he gave up 4 of the first 5 rounds, and it was a 12-round fight. So if you give up 4 of the first 5 rounds, you lose 4 of the first 5. You've only got to Leonard only had to win 3 rounds down the stretch from round 5 on. I think he did that, so I think he deserved to win that fight.
I'm no mathematician, but I'd say you're right on that.
And you know what? Did you hear Hagler complain? His biggest complaint there was that he abstained from sex. Did you hear about that? That was really pissed him off. And you know what? That was a great motivator for me. And I lost. There were a couple girlfriends when I was winning Golden Glove titles. Maria Ramirez was one of them who couldn't believe that I would abstain for 4 or 5 weeks before a fight because I wanted to be psychologically fit. And that I don't think it messed with you physically, but it messed with you psychologically because when you did step over that sexual line, and you're standing in the ring, Zach, and some guy is across from you, and he's breathing fire at you. Guess what? Some little guy comes out in your on your shoulder. Some little guy stands in your corner on your shoulder, taps you on the shoulder, and goes, "Hey, man, you got laid a couple days ago, huh?" I mean, you're trying to get rid of this guy. He's a big distraction. Go away, go away, go away. But if you go into a fight, like the great Alexis Arguello told me, this is the man that set me up for these Golden Glove wins. He told me, if you go into a fight in the absolute best physical condition you can be in, no injuries, in the best physical condition you can be in, you will be in the best mental condition. Of course, that was the game plan of the Brockton Bomber. Marvin Hagler, middleweight champions, they don't get too much better than Marvin as far as his run was concerned, Zach.
No, I mean, Marvin Hagler, the only knock on him, people say he never moved up, but when you dominate a division like that and you have, like, the record for middleweight title defenses for so many years, I don't know. I think that's already a great accomplishment in itself.
And you know what was his toughest fight?
Probably Sugar Ray Leonard. Roberto Duran.
Roberto Duran took him to school with those right-hand leads. In fact, after 12 rounds, Duran was up and could have been the world middleweight champion. Had fights been bogus then like they are today. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Johnny Talking to the All-Stars live on San Francisco, of course. Open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Get those pens out. Get those pens out. And get those calculators out as well, because if you want to make some money, the next segment is where we make money here on Sports Byline. That's right. Johnny Talking to the All-Stars we sort of dissect tomorrow's NFL's line and talk about today's NFL line. Bottom line is point spreads and more right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My love.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
I'm sorry. I am not like you guys.
He wants it to be a street fight.
When I hear you on the phone, your sweet sexy voice turns my ear all the way on. Just the mention of your name seems to drive my head insane. Girl, do I do?
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
And now, Last Week Tonight asks, how is this still a thing? This week, voting on Tuesday. How is this still a thing? In the United States, two things are for certain. First, elections for national office are held on the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November. And second, every time it happens, we're going to ask, why is that?
When this question first came up here, none of us knew why it is we vote on Tuesdays.
Have you ever wondered why we vote on Tuesdays?
Everyone knows Election Day is always Tuesday, but we wondered why. And it's not just newscasters. Nobody seems to know.
I do not know why elections are held on Tuesday.
On a Tuesday? I'm not sure, actually.
Oh, that's a good question. Do you know?
I feel like I should, but no.
No.
Yes, even human pickles don't know why we vote on Tuesday. It's just one of those mysteries that no one can figure out, like, where's the remote? Or, why doesn't Jason Bourne just Google himself? But the reason actually comes from an 1845 law, passed for a very 1845 reason.
People had very limited access to move about. Polling stations or where they'd vote would be extreme distances. They had to find a way of making Election Day a day that people could accommodate their schedules.
Weekends were no good because of the Sabbath, so take Monday as a travel day, and voila, vote on Tuesdays.
Yes, we vote on Tuesdays because of the Sabbath, making voting day the only thing in American life still scheduled around Sundays, other than the operating hours of Chick-fil-A and new episodes of America's Funniest Home Videos. And while many states allow early voting or mail-in voting, 13 states don't. And the problem is,
the lines have been long at polls all across central Mississippi tonight.
People waited for hours to cast their ballots in the cold and the rain.
Here in East Flatbush, the line to vote stretched through the hall and up the stairs. But wait, there's more. This whole auditorium of people is the line to get on the line.
Holy. All the wait times of Disney World, all the fun of the DMV. And for some, the fact voting takes place on a workday is a major inconvenience.
On Tuesday, I have to work, and I'm an hourly employee, so any time taken away from work is just, I have to wake up earlier.
Exactly. Perhaps that's why the most common reason Americans give for not voting is that they were too busy. Because this is America, and there is all sorts of really cool to do. So, what could be done? Well, we could expand early voting, move Election Day to a weekend, or keep it where it is and declare it a national holiday like it is in Puerto Rico, where their turnout is not only consistently higher than the 50 states, but their voting day is consistently more awesome. But until we do that, we're going to be forced to squeeze in voting in between work, doctor's appointments, or a few quick rim-rattling Nerf dunks, just so farmers who have been dead for more than a century won't have an excuse to miss church. All of which returns us to the question, voting on Tuesday. How is this still a thing?
Hey, baby! We're gonna be here all day, baby! I like this kind of party! I like this kind of party, baby!
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Time to talk some gridiron, of course, the New England Patriots with and without Tom Brady are now 7-1. Of course, Buffalo coming in 4-4, but Buffalo got smoked last week, and that was our bet of the week last week. In fact, if you bet them, man, you got fat like we did. Pittsburgh 4-3 on top of the AFC North, AFC South. Houston's on top 5-3. Sort of a lackluster team down in Houston. Oakland, a big surprise out here on the West Coast, 6-2, the AFC West. NFC East, Dallas, 6-1. Good old Zach Prescott. Forget about Tony Romo. Okay, the NFC North, Minnesota Vikings, of course, 5-2. That's a big surprise. I believe Sam Bradford's still healthy. He's still breathing. I can't believe it. Green Bay Packers coming in at 4-3, number two. The NFC South got Atlanta on top, 6-3. The AFC West, of course, Seattle Seahawks on top with a 4-2 record. Bottom line is we're talking NFL. We're talking spreads. If you bet the football game, if you bet the spreads, if you got one of those cheesy cards, if you got a bookie, if you go to a casino, wherever you go, if you take my bets, our bets with you, Zach Attack, myself, you take our bets with you for the last couple of years, Zach, we have a 68% winning record together. I mean, alone, I think it's a little bit different, but 68% together, I think that's fantastic right now because nobody does that with the NFL. Zach, I told you about that story about that bookie up there in New York and Sacramento, California, the late, great Sid Tenner. He told me, listen, I want you to go out and take all the money, get me all the action you can on the NFL because nobody beats the NFL week in and week out. Guess what? We beat it 7 out of 10 times week in and week out. Now let's talk about week number nine now? Is it week number nine, Zach?
Week nine in the NFL.
Okay, on top, Kansas City is a 7.5-point favorite. Talk to me about Kansas City. What's happening here?
Kansas City, I mean, I think they should be favored there. Kansas City's had a solid team this year.
How good are the Kansas City Chiefs?
The Chiefs, I mean, I think that they're in a tough division. I think their division might actually be the best because you look at it, they got the Broncos, the Raiders, and the Chiefs. The Chargers are the worst team, and they've just had a couple of collapses in the fourth quarter. So it's a good division.
7.5 points, would you give up the points in against Jacksonville at home in Kansas City?
I think the Chiefs should be able to win by more than seven, although Alex Smith may be out, so it might be Nick Foles.
Is Alex Smith – let's talk Alex Smith for a minute. Of course, the guy that the 49ers took instead of the guy from the Watt Rogers, of course, from Green Bay, and that was a big mistake, no doubt about that. But the Alex Smith, the Colin Kaepernick decision, the fact that the 49ers kept Colin Kaepernick and gave up on Alex Smith, good decision, good or bad?
You know, at the time it was good. I think Colin Kaepernick, the last couple of years, he's kind of regressed. So, and Alex Smith is still playing at a pretty high level. So now it doesn't look as great as it did at the time.
Big Ben playing at Baltimore. Baltimore's a 3-point favorite. What's happening with Big Ben this year?
You know, Big Ben's been banged up. You know, he's gotten hurt a couple weeks. And I don't know. They always play tough, those two teams. So I think Baltimore is rightly favored.
Okay. The Jets of Miami. Miami's at home, 4-point faves.
That's fair. Miami's had some good wins lately. And the Jets, I think it's hard to really be sold on them.
Are they ever going to repair that franchise? Why didn't they go after the Shula kid and bring him in for nostalgia? Why didn't they bring him in for Mike? Was it Mike Shula, the guy that's with the Carolina Panthers, the quarterback coach? Why didn't they bring him in as head coach? They brought in some schmo that we don't know. And the bottom line is Shula, bringing that Shula name back to Miami. I mean, that's sort of like bringing the Rams back to L.A. It was a winner.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it made sense on paper. And I think that's why they're struggling.
What's happening with Sam Bradford? Why does Sam keep winning here? You and I were a bit. Didn't we have an under-over on Sam? It was like three games we've already lost.
Yeah, that wasn't part of the 68%.
No, but we weren't betting on that one. The bottom line is I think we called it under-over. I think we said four games and he'd be toast.
Yeah, he's hung in there.
Yeah, he's hung.
I mean, the last couple of weeks they lost and these teams are starting to get to him a bit more, so he might not be long on the field.
6.5-point favorites against Detroit at home tomorrow in that dome.
I think that's fair. I think, you know, but Detroit, you know, I think that might be a little too wide of a spread. I do think the Vikings will win, but they'll just edge that game out.
Your buddy Jim Tomsooley is playing at the Giants tomorrow. I'm talking about the the Philadelphia Eagles going into the Giants. Of course, Jim Tomsooley, one of our favorites here. Him and Amici's Pizza go hand in hand, but the Giants are a 3-point favorite.
Yeah, and I'm kind of surprised by that, but at the end of the day, I mean, they are at home, so I think you would have to favor the Giants, although I would not be shocked if Philadelphia pulls that off.
Okay, what's happening with Cam Newton? I called him like to choke. I mean, the Warriors might have been the choke of 2016 as a team. But I just think, you know, him going into that Super Bowl, we expected so much out of him, and he was a dud.
I think that he's been exposed a bit, because if you look at how he started the first half of last year, it looked a lot like how he started this year. And then, you know, he had favorable scheduling like the last half of the year. He was able to put up some big numbers, but if you break down the year, the first half, he really wasn't that impressive. He threw something like 11 touchdowns and 8 interceptions.
You know, Zach, here's something I'm not used to. It says, the Carolina Panthers are 3-point favorites over LAR. And I'm thinking, what the hell is LAR? What the hell is LAR? Of course, those are the Los Angeles Rams. How are the Rams doing drawing-wise?
The Rams are drawing really well. I mean, the stadium's packed, and it's good for TV, and they actually have the biggest capacity stadium, so that's a good thing.
So is anybody that's anybody in the LA area has a Rams ticket? Is that what's going on?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's just – you think L.A. traffic was bad before. Now it's like another level.
Well, the reason why they need a new stadium, somebody asked me earlier, why the hell they need a new stadium? Because they're playing in that 100-year-old Coliseum, right? It's like – it's a wreck.
Yeah, that thing's almost as old as the Coliseum in Rome at this point.
It's older than Larry Merchant.
It is, the L.A. Coliseum. So, you know, the L.A. Rams – I actually think they'll be able to pull that off in L.A., and the Panthers really haven't played that well. I know they got the win last week, but the Rams, that defense can get to anybody.
Okay. New Orleans Saints are playing the San Francisco 49ers, and the New Orleans Saints are 4.5-point favorites.
I think they should be favored by more than that. The 49ers defense has not been good, and I think Drew Brees is just going to carve up the 49ers. Although, I think Colin Kaepernick should have a good performance because the Saints defense really isn't much either.
So are we looking at an over here?
Yeah, I bet the over on that because it's the 49ers defense just isn't stopping anyone.
What do the 49ers need besides a new team? I mean, is there any spots where we could like, you know, can we plug some holes with a few draft picks or maybe a couple of trades, or are we looking to rebuild an entire team?
Well, I think the running game is pretty solid, I would say. They could use some more receivers. The defense isn't bad. I think the defense, I mean, they're giving up a lot of points, but that's partly because of how bad the offense has been. You know, they got to be on the field more. But I think the defense is better than the offense, so I'd mainly focus on getting some better receivers and getting better protection for the quarterbacks.
We're talking NFL, folks, point spreads, folks. If you win, if you bet with us, we've got a 68% winning record together over the past two-plus years. So the bottom line is we know what we're talking about. If late Sid Tenner was alive, he'd say to me, kid, tell me what's going on. Here's a good Sid Tenner story. Zach, just go off subject just for a minute. Sid Tenner was also the manager of world champion boxer Bobby the Schoolboy Chacon, who died about a month and a half ago in L.A. He was out of Pomona, California. So Schoolboy wanted to get a massage, so Mr. Tenner looked in the phone book and looked in the newspaper and answered an ad for a massage, and the guy came out to the Radisson Hotel in Sacramento, California, put up a massage table. It was massaging Bobby down, and then Bobby noticed the guy wasn't massaging him for a minute. Then the guy was massaging him, and before he knew it, the guy was nude and on top of him and trying to enter him from behind. Not the happy ending Bobby was expecting.
Oh, no, certainly not. I mean, I can't imagine that a massage could have gotten worse.
You know, we talked about Sandusky, that Sandusky Viscum in hour number one, not being able to come forward when the trial and all that stuff was going down in 2013. Man, Zach, you and I talked about this before, and Chappelle even said it. That's a hard phone call to make. I mean, you got to dial 911 and say, yeah, my name is Johnny Taco, and I've been raped.
Yeah, that's not something that a lot of people want to admit to. I mean, women find it hard to admit to that.
And well, a lot of rapes got almost half rapes go unreported.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for all the women that don't report that they've been raped, I think it's probably even lower with men.
Yeah, that's not a phone call you want to make. I mean, you might pick up the phone a couple of times and dial 9 and then the 1, but probably not the 911. Anyway, Denver and Oakland, battle of this AFC West, of course. Denver, not like they were in the John Elway days, and not even when they were in the Peyton Manning days, but the Oakland's a 1-point favorite here at home.
Yeah, I mean, they're both AFC West teams. I think Oakland will pull that out. I think Denver's quarterback play hasn't been very good. Oakland's quarterback play has been phenomenal. So, but Oakland is weak on defense. Denver is strong on defense. I think it'll be a close game. I think Oakland will win and cover the point.
Okay, Seattle's favored by 7 over Buffalo. Buffalo got trounced last week by Mr. Brady.
Yeah, that's kind of – I'm surprised at the line. I thought it would be bigger because of just that they're playing in Seattle, but Buffalo's earned some respect. I think that's a fair line. I think Seattle should cover that.
That is your line brought to you by, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. We're here each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. to midnight. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. My All-Stars are Zach Attack Young, and now we've got a new guy in the house. I'll ask Zach about that after the break. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The executive producer is – the one, the only, incomparable, Scott Cuddy. You're tuned to Sports Byline.
It's a tough phone call for us to make.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
With Johnny Taco.
No respect. No respect.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. GEICO has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting GEICO.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Saturday, 57 and a half minutes past the hour. I am the Taco Man. Sports Talk Radio, as good as it gets, folks. Straight up, I want to thank John Oliver, of course, Seth Meyers, and Keith Oatmer for their taking part in tonight's show. Zach Attack, tell me something I don't know, baby.
Well, Jack Peterson of the L.A. Dodgers, who was inspired by Tim Tebow, is trying to get onto the football field, apparently. He recently was trying to contact the Rams for a tryout. That would be interesting, considering Peterson played football in high school at Jared Goff's high school.
How's Jared Goff doing?
Jared Goff is inching closer to a start. I think a lot of fans want to see him start to see what he has.
Yeah, I think that guy that did the scores, Mark Bissett's a winner. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I definitely want to see how that goes.
Yeah, it sounds really good. Straight up, you are tuned to the Taco Man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. Zach and I take you through 2 hours of stand-up. Take that sit-down comedy, a little sports, a little humor, a little opinion. We get down and we talk things sometimes that other people find uncomfortable. Why? Because we do it. And bottom line is we'll hold court tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Zach Attack and myself, of course, and talk about Dr. Mike Lynn, and we talk no holds barred for 2 hours. And it's no holds barred. If you think we get down on this show, they'll take the choke chains off both of us Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Zach, say hi to Jazz.
All right, I will. I just want to say rest in peace, Grandpa. Thanks for being a great inspiration.
Ah, may he rest in peace. Zach, we'll play taps for him tomorrow.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network Sports Day, November 7th. Let's talk about November 6th, 2016.